This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.
Chris Salcedo.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Chris Salcedo Show. I am your liberty-loving Latino, not to be confused with those loudmouth leftist Latinos out there. I actually love the country. I'm Chris Salcedo. We're going to get to Barack Obama here in just a little, in just a few seconds. I want to tease something forward, a conversation I'm going to have with one of my heroes. An actual journalist, somebody I've been trying to score an interview with for many, 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 many moons. Finally did it. Cheryl Atkinson will be here. Here is one of the few folks on the national level who actually believes in doing actual journalism, who actually believes that her job doesn't stop when a Democrat occupies the Oval Office or when Democrats are in power. It's very refreshing, very, very hard to find these days. Those who believe that journalism should be blind to political ideology. It is now, as the Brian Williams press has demonstrated, it is becoming all too commonplace for them to choose sides and openly do so in the era of Obama. Also coming up, I will lay out a series of sound bites that will illustrate to you. We connected some dots this week in the weekly show about how treacherous and how detrimental Barack Obama has been to this country and what his true motivations may be. And it's indicting, it's eye-opening. And when you realize that we have a person at the top who is not motivated by the best interests of the United States, but the best interests of another nation, it will rock your world. Trust me on this. So that's all coming up. Meantime, let's deal with what the occupier of the Oval Office, President Obama, said over the Thanksgiving holiday, part of his continued perversion of the United States. Barack Obama uttered the following insanity. Syrian refugees are like pilgrims. I kid you not. Are like pilgrims on the Mayflower. Now, as we're looking at this, folks, Ty, can you figure just off the top of your head why this analogy falls down on its face? I mean, here's Barack Obama saying the Syrian refugees coming out of the Middle East, coming into America, just off the top of your head, why does the analogy fail? Does anything spring to mind?
Well, there was no America when the pilgrims came here. That's the first thing.
An established state, you mean? There was no...
Right, no immigration laws. There was nothing. Right, they just came here to a land... Well, yeah, the Indians didn't have rules about immigration at the time. So,
well, not only that, there was no unified, there was no Indian nation per se on this continent. They were all right. Individual tribes, nomadic tribes that wandered the plains. That was their way. There was no nation as we know of a nation today, or even back then. There were no boundaries or borders or anything like that in the New World.
The other thing is the pilgrims didn't need any protection of any kind. They didn't need any money, any welfare, anything like that when they got here.
They were fleeing religious persecution, right? They were fleeing religious persecution. Now, Barack Obama probably was trying to make that statement that some of these Muslims that he wants to import into the country, they're fleeing persecution because they don't want to join ISIS and they don't want to be under the thumb of Bashar al-Assad. Where his analogy falls down is this report from Fox News. While Christians account for about 10% of the Syrian population and face arguably greater peril as is commensurate with their religion, they're Christians. Fewer than 3% of the 2,187 refugees relocated to the United States since January of 2011 are Christians. So let's get this straight. In the era of Obama, 10% of Syrians are Christian. And they're being executed, you know, beheaded, burned inside of cages, that kind of thing. And then Barack Obama has only seen fit to import 3% since 2011. That number in 2015, folks, has dropped to less than 2%. So the bias against Syrian Christians inside of the Obama administration is well documented. That Mr. Obama is not about helping those who are fleeing religious persecution, and that is what those Christians represent, as they are now targeted in the region. They are becoming an endangered species. Mr. Obama's, let me be clear, we don't want more Christians in this country. We need fewer. We need more Muslims, says Barack Obama. Judging by his criteria of his refugee program. Again, 10% of Syrians are Christian. Mr. Obama in this year is admitting fewer than 2%. Why is that? Why is that? To keep up with Mr. Obama's comparison to the pilgrims who were fleeing religious persecution, one would assume that this leftist government under Barack Obama would be admitting Christians because they are the ones being persecuted for their religious beliefs. But no. Mr. Obama doesn't want more Christians in this country. They have been the bane of his existence, have they not? So there's also this from the New American. Syrian refugee crisis spotlights anti-Christian bias of Obama administration. Americans have understandably voiced grave concerns about allowing tens of thousands of Syrian refugees into the country, especially since the terrorists who perpetrated the mass murders in Paris claimed the Islamic religion. And since ISIS says it's embedding terrorists among the refugees, and the refugees from Syria are mostly Muslims from the same area of the world as the terrorists. What is mystifying to many Americans is the clear bias that President Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and most of the American left show in favoring Syrian refugees who are Muslims over those who are Christians. Islam is not our adversary, Clinton declared recently. Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism. While it is, we've got that soundbite somewhere around here. Mrs. Clinton claiming that bit of insanity. I'll look for it. Maybe I have it somewhere. Anyway, while it is demonstrably true, that only a minority of Muslims commit these terrorist acts, you know, anywhere from 15 to 25% of the world's Muslims are radicalized, believe in the Wahhabist, ISIS, Sharia law mentality. 15 to 25% of the world's 1.2 to 1.6 billion Muslims. That's millions, folks. Millions of them out there. Not any of these terrorists are either Christian, Jews, Hindus, or Buddhists. Responding to those who have advocated for more Christian refugees, Obama was particularly indignant, calling such a religion, our suggestion, rather shameful, and adding, we don't have religious tests in our country. To the contrary, religion has long been an important criterion determining refugee status, both by the U.S. State Department and the United Nations. A refugee is designated as someone who has fled his or her country and cannot return because he or she has a well-founded fear of persecution based on a religion, race, nationality, political opinion, or memberships in particular social groups. And if Mr. Obama claims not to have a religious test, how in the hell does he explain admitting fewer than 2% of Christians into the United States when they make up 10% of the Syrian population and the vast majority of those who are losing their lives because of their faith? If there is no religious test, then how does Mr. Obama get away with admitting mostly Muslims instead of those who are truly under attack in the region? Oh no, there's a religious test. Mr. Obama is undertaking a religious test, ladies and gentlemen. He is undertaking a religious test that is preferential to Muslims and actually undermining those who are truly fleeing persecution in the region. We're talking about Christians. Mr. Obama does have his religious test, and I find that abhorrent. Just as he would try to assign a religious test to his political opposition to this country. Finding the Chris Salcedo Show is pretty easy. All you got to do is go to Facebook, type in The Chris Salcedo Show. You'll find us there. Make sure you follow on Twitter at Chris Salcedo TX, at C-H-R-I-S-S-A-L-C-E-D-O-T-X. And that's how you get in touch with us on social media. If you're doing it the old-fashioned way, picking up the telephone, make sure you dial 888-900-3393, 888-900-3393. Stick around. The great Cheryl Atkinson is next.
You're listening to The Chris Salcedo Show.
Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.